We are watching oil prices once again today that are pushing towards $90 a barrel. There is an OPEC Plus meeting going on today, and they agreed to a relatively small output increase. The question, as always, is whether they stick to their output increases. But in any case, we've got a lot of forecasts for oil to continue to rise this year. Let's talk more about this with Bob Iacchino. He's Path Trading Partners, co-founder and chief market strategist and stock think tank co-portfolio manager. You got a lot of titles now, Bob. I like it. So talk to us about what's going on with the oil prices this morning and how OPEC plays into it. Although I see, you know, it seems like the outlook notes that we have seen for oil prices this year, OPEC, I wouldn't call them irrelevant, but the sort of existing supply-demand dynamic seems to be more important right now.
It's a strange dynamic, and I'm glad you mentioned it. It's sort of like the dynamic between analyst estimate and earnings, except OPEC is the estimator as well as the one who produces the earnings. OPEC's production targets are simply that, their targets. Other than Saudi Arabia, and I'm including Russia in this with OPEC Plus, you really have most of the excess capacity being used. And just in December alone, OPEC missed their target by about 180,000 barrels. In January, it's looking like, we don't have the final numbers yet, but it's looking like about 190,000 barrels missed versus their production target. So this 400,000 barrel increase, you see, it's not really affecting the price of Brent or WTI at this point. The last time I spoke on Yahoo, I was speaking to Andrew, our target for a long that we put on at about $78 and WTI was 95. We're still in that trade. I don't plan on exiting it until we get somewhere in the range of $93 to $95.
Bob, what has been fascinating to see from the earnings results out of the oil major Chevron last week, Exxon yesterday, is this pullback in CapEx or investment as these companies plow back money into buybacks, dividend raises, you name it. What do you think the longer term impact of that is?
Well, I think that's going to slow. I still think energy is a good sector to invest, but I don't think it's going to outperform to the level that it has outperformed. When you look at Exxon, for example, they took a hit when prices just absolutely collapsed. Some cases to levels we can't speak about because they were negative. And then you saw them pull back on CapEx, get more efficient, especially some of the smaller oil names. And then you saw this price rise that happened not only it happened quickly, I guess is what I want to say. And that is just an absolute formula for energy outperformance when you're talking about, especially the majors. So I think energy, you saw the XLE yesterday had a pretty big spike. I think that's likely to calm down. I think if you were looking for outperformance of the indices, you probably want to shy away from energy at this point. Look for a better place to get into it.
Very interesting, Bob, because we've had a lot of people who like energy, but maybe they already got into it, right? What about the forecast that we've been hearing about for 100, even 110 perhaps this year in WTI? Do you think that those are reasonable?
I think it's possible. I wouldn't call it reasonable. Most of those calls are for an average price for 2022 of $100 to $105. I find that a bit of a stretch, honestly, because even though we have restrictions and we don't have sort of the drill baby drill mentality that we had in the last administration, there is still production increases in the U.S. We're not quite to the pre-pandemic level of production in the U.S. We're not even to the pre-pandemic level of demand, and that's part of the issue. We definitely have the potential for price spikes to $100, $105, possibly even $115. I just don't think the average price for 2022 is likely to be above $100 a barrel. I think you'll see a lot of pressure both on the administration and both on OPEC Plus, especially given the inflation scenario, which the Fed can't control the energy part of that inflation equation at all. That is simply supply and demand and OPEC's whims. And I think that's one of the issues for oil prices, adding to not just the core inflation, which is X energy. It obviously doesn't add to that. As a matter of fact, you can argue that it takes away. If you take energy out of the equation, people have less money to buy other things, and now that's fewer dollars and brings the price of those other components down. But overall, energy is what affects the average everyday person, whether they can drive to work, whether they can drive to the store, whether they can drive to a distant soccer game. It does affect people. So I think that's part of the problem with this $105 average. I don't think that's sustainable.
Yeah, and that's a really good point about the Fed as well and its impact or lack thereof on that part of the inflation complex. Bob Iacino, it's always great to see you. I hope you're well. Path Trading Partners co-founder and chief market strategist. Thanks for being with us this morning.